Well, my dear one, hello and happy solstice blessings. Let's just say that Mercury, in all of its retrograde beauty and wickedness, attempted to have this episode be buried. Or maybe it was all around the timing. But I finally was able to bring it to life and to come on here. This is a quickie. I am going to dive into just a little bit of the blessings and the medicine of this solstice time. And I have an Akashic soul nourishment reading on this solstice for you to receive, to contemplate, to meditate on, and hopefully it sparks something within you. This is my gift and offering for you and for myself, I suspect. There's something in this particular reading that is part of a beckoning of bringing us back into our not just true selves, but our ancient selves, and remembering all that we hold. So again, I hope that this reading serves you. And with all Akashic soul nourishment readings, these are channeled readings from the Akashic records that I do. And if you have not heard of the Akashic records, I encourage you to tune into my podcast episode, Akashic Records 101. I will link that up in the show notes for you below. The channelings that I do are for the collective. So I tap into the collective of the podcast. This is beyond time space. So this is perennial. This message is not just for the solstice, but it's really for any time. And it's also for you, whether you're an OG, longtime listener, you're new, or you're listening from the future. This is something that has at least one thing that you can take away that is for you. And if the other things within this reading don't resonate, just let them go. You don't have to take them with you. It is December 21st. It is the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, and that's where I live. So I can only speak to my embodied experience, but I know all of my beautiful friends in the Southern Hemispheres and those listeners that I'm connected to in South America and Australia, especially, I'm sending you so much love and blessings in this summertime, the peak of the summer. So the solstice, winter solstice, arriving December 21st, 2023. This as a celebration of the light and the dark that we have observed since the dawn of man and before that. This is a holy day, a sacred day that all lineages across the globe have recognized. And this is also something that brings back a knowing, a deep knowing of the rhythms of and cycles of the seasons of the earth and the reflections within ourselves, and a stillness that we experience with each solstice, the summer solstice and the winter solstice. Many traditions that we celebrate, such as Christmas, decorating pine trees and hanging wreaths, are really derived from ancient festivals, pagan traditions, and indigenous wisdom in connection to the solstice. It's been marked by many different festivals and rituals in history, and there is a through line, though, with all of them, and that is the connection to the sun, the light, and the darkness. So this celestial event of the solstice marks a symbolic death and rebirth of the sun. The Christian holiday of Christmas is always a few days later after the solstice, and representing, of course, the birth of the Holy Son, S-O-N, which is connected to the Holy Sun, S-U-N. We see these themes running in many different cultures and in the expression of the various rituals, which are rebirth, darkness and lightness, regeneration, hope, optimism, faith, illumination, and celebration in gratitude, appreciation of what is to come, and this turning of the wheel of life. This is also connected, as I said, to a stillness, a pause moment, where the sun is also pausing, or at least seeming to pause. And this is from an energetic and spiritual lens, an invitation to pause and to hang out in this liminal space between the what was and what will be, the dark void that we can swim in just before creation, and the balancing of the inner and the outer realms, and ultimately reconnection with our most essential selves. We're also being invited to connect with the cosmos, with the spirit realms, with divinity, whatever that looks like for you, and reconnect to our hearts in this time. I would also include bringing intention and focus to not just our inner realms and ourself, but that relationship to the external world and globe and all the happenings that we have been witness to and that will continue into the coming year. And so bringing forward intention and prayer and blessings for healing and for protection of our family, our global family, and for humans and more than humans alike. So to bring in that balance, that pause, to be able to witness and see like what is the truth of what we are experiencing and witnessing here on Earth, and ultimately to bring liberation for all of us and what that means. So I feel like so much of the intention setting here really plants seeds for how we show up, as a member of humanity, and also how we show up in standing tall in our own convictions and in not being anything else other than who we truly are and standing in our truth. And of course, then our actions and our deeds and our words would be in alignment with that. And how, if we can do that, then it would be of greater service and benefit to the world, the greater collective, and our collective journey together. This time there, I think there's so many different ways to celebrate and bring in ritual. You may have your own. And one of the things that I have really been contemplating is what traditions I want to, well, either invite, invoke, create for my family and myself as we grow our family and my little babe begins to understand the significance of this time and our connection to the cosmos and to our world. So some ideas for traditions as I've been tuning into it, not just for solstice, but this time and with this time, the end of the year, with also Christmas and Three Kings Day. And so based off of my own culture, my family coming from Puerto Rico and my partner, his family is from Mexico, also including our ancestral traditions and lineage and honoring that in a way too. So some ideas that came through while having an altar, that's something that I have had for a while for many different reasons and areas of my life and my personal journey, but having a specific altar space and selecting a story, a poem, a song in the theme of what we are celebrating. So for solstice, thinking about death and rebirth, creation myths, light and dark, you know, and so allowing the storytelling, the sharing through our words and tapping into myth and mythical stories feels significant for me. So that's something that we'll be introducing as a tradition. And by the way, if you have any of your own traditions or you have your favorite stories or poems or songs, I would love to hear what those are. If you feel called to share, you can, of course, find me on Instagram and DM me or comment in this post. And I would love to hear. My handle is at Wildly Rooted. It's also important for me to have a fire in some way. And while right now we can't conveniently create a bonfire where we're at, I have some select beautiful beeswax candles. They smell amazing. And with the candles, it's important for me that they are beeswax because of the connection between bees and the sun and that energy that is held in that wax. It's just magical. So having something very tangible in connection with the bees, but also the element of fire. And speaking of elements, having gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and understanding and beginning to dive deeper into the significance and the spiritual connections, the energetic properties and such of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So the lineage and history and story and also, of course, from a spiritual lens, what gold, frankincense, and myrrh have meant and what they hold, what medicine do they bring forward? And you know, as a Cancer sun, I have to have something cozy and nourishing to eat, more specifically a dessert. So I haven't quite pinpointed the type of dessert that I want to make as a tradition, but there is something that feels maybe perhaps from my own childhood, but I even know listening and tuning into historically traditions that were discovered about ancient Egypt and the Middle East, how fruit cake in various forms was a part of a tradition around solstice. So it's just interesting, I think, what the through lines are and the impulses, like the medicine of sweetness, right, and coziness in this time. Again, if you have recipes or certain desserts or meals that you have incorporated in love, I would love to know. And lastly, I love the exploration of various spiritual texts, the Bible. I'm not dogmatic about any specific religion or text, but I have an understanding that there are, no matter what text, they're wisdom holders and keepers. They have these golden threads that run through all of them and that we can all benefit from. And of course, with so many different things, with different renditions and, you know, various people in power editing and leaving out and certain texts that were even hidden for years, having an understanding of all of that and yet also honoring what has survived and what resonates right now. So passages from various spiritual texts is something also that I think is a tradition that I want to continue this year and beyond. Those are just some quickie ideas and to give you a sense of what I'm thinking of in terms of creating tradition and my own thought process around it as I have a little one and really wanting to cultivate meaningful traditions for him and our family. Next week, we have our full moon in Cancer. And that is on December 26th. It's also my mom's birthday. And for those of you who are not familiar with my story, my mom, Norma, passed in 2010. And she really has been one of my main teachers. She was the catalyst for my path, what I do today, and this podcast. So without her, her journey and her ultimate crossing over, I would not be here speaking to you today. I honestly believe that. So I always hold this special experience that I have where, of course, there's grief, but there's also a lot of joy and celebration on that day. And it just so happens to coincide with this Cancer full moon and the holiday season, the day after Christmas, which my mom adored. And she was the tradition carrier and holder. Of course, it was a little bit more conventional with the traditions, but she was the one who loved putting out the Christmas tree and decorations and really any and all of the holidays. She was very much in the spirit of celebration with those. So honoring her in that way. We'll talk more about the Cancer full moon and the energetics and astrology at that point. But now I would love to dive into this Akashic Soul Nourishment reading for the winter solstice 2023. So thank you for tuning in, and here we go. Swirling and twirling and dervishly spinning deeper into the void, the portal, the wormhole and vacuous space of the unknown, the mystery and dark cauldron of creation. The way through this path is by clinging to the cutting truth that rips a hole in space-time, the crack that light will eventually fill and spill into the black canvas, suspended between the awake and dead. The quiet stillness that is deafening to the senses, bringing you to your knees, relinquishing your will and your existence to the chasm between creations. O Holy Heart, light the flames of divine love, burning blue and bright, so that you may find yourself again. Following the glimmer of what was into the nothingness to be reintegrated and reconfigured, transfigured back into light. Refined and brighter than before, the flame of eternal life. But without the dark, and the meeting of the depths of the shadow, the flame has no breath to spark its creation. We live in a time of distortion, reaching for gold without the notion of our true nature, beings of light and dark, yet disconnected from the primal and primitive forces that hold the template of our birth and becoming. When have you danced in the darkest of nights? Reveled in the cave, suspended in the womb of unknowing. Remembering this is ceremony enough. Carrying the memory of the void in your animal body and in your soul as the stillness of the sun gives way to the longest night. Can you find solace in the dark? The sacred moments before the rebirth. The mysterious medium that feeds your imaginal cells, bringing them back together into a new day, a new body, a new life. Praise to your vessel for holding this wisdom. It is time to awaken it within. And that was your reading for the winter solstice. There's so much in here, you know, that we could unpack, and I actually don't I don't have the desire to fully unpack it and analyze with our thinking mind, and I'm really feeling called to just sort of let it land and simmer. But one thing that does stand out and I want to speak into is this memory and tapping into this deep knowing and holding of this knowing in our bodies of the dark and being beings of light and dark. And it makes me think about the distortions in this time where we have artificial light. For really a very short period of humanity, we have technology that allows us to not be with the dark in the same way that we have throughout history. So our relationship with the dark has significantly shifted and changed. And I would say in most parts of the world now, due to colonization and globalization and the technology and internet, I feel that there's something that is missing when we cannot be our full animal body selves, you know, because there's this memory field that we hold, and yet our lived experience is different than that. It's giving us different messages and information. So it's just interesting to tap into that, you know, where in solstice time, eons ago, many years ago, prior to artificial light, of course, we had fire and candlelight, but you had to succumb to darkness in a way that I feel like we don't anymore here. And it almost is like you have to choose to be somewhere where you can hold that reality and experience it in that way. The level of primal fear that can come with not having enough wood, right? Not having enough resources to sustain you through the dark and through the cold. And a reference for fire that we may have been diminished now in these days, as we don't utilize it in the same way and have relationship with it in the same way. So my invitation along with all of this is, how can you wake up, as they have requested of us, awaken that memory within? Perhaps it's to not use artificial lighting during this period. How can we connect more deeply in reverence to these natural ways of being in terms of our relationship with the elements, with the cosmos, with the earth, and with ourselves? They are not separate. And there is an innate wisdom that comes from remembering that and reconnecting to that embodied knowing. I'm excited to hear from you if you feel called to reach out and to share how you are celebrating this time of the year. And I am sending all of you so much love and blessings and deep appreciation and gratitude for being with me on this journey with this solstice, with this podcast and beyond. I am incredibly honored to be able to sit in front of the mic and speak to many of you across the globe. It's kind of surreal, but also just feeling your energy. And when I tap into the Akashic Records of the collective field for the podcast, how it just has grown and grown, and I feel it so deeply and powerfully, and that as evidence of your presence and our relationship, even if we've never actually met one another. So a big thank you to you for tuning in and supporting us in this way. If you feel called to show your support in other ways, I would love a rating and review if you feel that this podcast has served you in some way. And sharing it out with others, telling them to subscribe and listen, that's the best way to spread the word and support this work. Until our next podcast episode, sending you all my love. Be well.